In this year, we'll be talking about Yemos HaMashiach and various shitas about what Yemos HaMashiach entails. The Tana de Eliyahu in quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Beis, that says, Tzadikim she'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachiyosan einan chayzrin le'afarim. That the Tzadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back to life by Tchias HaMesem will no longer return to the earth, meaning when they'll be nifted during Yemos HaMashiach or in Olam Haba, their flesh will be preserved until they come back to life, la'asid lavai, meaning that after Mashiach comes, when they're nifter again, their guf will never decay in the ground, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect it and keep it fresh for the tekufa after Yemos HaMashiach, called la'asid lavai. V'yim Taimar, the Tana Devayo says, if you're going to say, Oysan Shanim Sh'asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'chadish Behem Olamai, those years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mechadish his world in, and Rashi says that's referring to the 1,000 years of that the world will be Charev, where will the Tzadikim be? Since they're not buried in the ground, Mahein Oysim, what will the Tzadikim be doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyslehem Kinafayim Kinesharim, Hashem will make them wings like eagles. V'shatin al pnei hamayim, and they're going to be floating over the water, meaning that the land's going to be covered with water. The entire world will be covered with water. And the tzaddikim, during those 1,000 years, after the 6,000 years, that the world will be charev, the tzaddikim will be floating in the air with wings. The Yavetz also says that the world will return to the way it was when it was created, as it says in the pasuk, "V'ruach elikim mirachefes al pnei hamayim." So too, after the shit nafeshnin, during the 1,000 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechadesh olam, is renewing his world, it'll be again ruach elikim mirachefes al pnei hamayim. According to the Rashi we mentioned, it seems like there's going to be misa, but the body won't be buried in the ground. It's going to be saved from the water, which is covering the earth, and perhaps by wings, which will be flapping without pain, while the tzaddikim are not really alive. They're not going to be alive, but the bodies won't be consumed by the ground. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, Amar Aleph says, Amar of Katina, Sheis Alfi Shnin Havi Alma, the world will be for 6,000 years, v'chad charev, and then for 1,000 years, it'll be desolate. Abaye yomar tirei charev. Abaye says it'll be desolate for 2,000 years. Tanya kavasei derev katina, and then the Gemara says that we have a brisa that supports Rev Katina, that just like the land rests every 7th year, so to the world rests every 1,000. It rests every 1,000 years out of every 7,000 years. So the world will exist for 6 years and then will rest for 1,000 years. So according to this Tana de Eliyahu, it seems like the world is going through a continuous cycle of rebuilding and destruction. And the Marsha says v'chad charev, that this 1,000 or 2,000 years that it's going to be charev is referring to the previously mentioned 1,000 or 2,000 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Asid L'chadesh Bohen Eseilamai. And following this, B'yayim HaShlishi, which is the Elef HaShlishi, Yikimeinu Ba'olam Chadosh V'nichye L'fanav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us up in a new world and we'll live in front of Him in Olam Haba. It's not clear from this Marsha if we'll be put down on this planet Earth or not. But whatever it is, we see that the world is going through a cycle in which it will once again be covered with water and again return to the matziv of before the Bria of Ruach Elikim Mirachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. As a side point, we're all familiar with the question of the age of the world. And science has one age, whereas the Torah gives another age. So there's an answer given in the book called Mysteries of Creation by Reb David Brown. It's on page 46 to 76, based on the Zohar and the Medrash, that says that there were 974 Dairis. There were 974 civilizations that were born and destroyed on this earth before ours. our Torah's account is only starting from how the world was at the beginning of this world. And with this, he answers how various species, including dinosaurs, are extinct, and why their bones, the carbon dating seems to show that they were here thousands of years before Briyas HaOlam, and why certain fossils are only found under specific stratas of rock. And he shows from Chazal that the world was created upon the Beis HaKvaris of previous worlds. And this is like the Marsha is telling us that the world is going through consistent cycles of 6 years, 6,000 years followed by 1,000 years of Chorban. So all these old fossils and dinosaurs are coming from previous worlds that were also on this world, from the graveyard of the previous worlds. The Gemara continues in Sanhedrin and Sadi Ches Amid Beis, quoting the Roman legions that said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only renews his world after 7,000 years. Rav Acha Brei de Rava says after 5,000 years. And Rashi explains again that Mechadesh Olam means HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a new world on this planet. Regarding Yemos HaMashiach, there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamid Dalid Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kol HaNeviim who are misnabu for Yisrael were misnabu for Yemos HaMashiach. And Shmuel is chaylik, and he says that Ein Bein Yemos HaMashiach La'olam Hazeh Ela Shibud Malchios. Now the Marsha in Brachos explains that Yemos HaMashiach is referring to when we come back in a body to receive the physical pleasure that the Neviim were menave about. But Olam Haba is a world of Neshamais and only Ruchnias. And it's going to be a Ruchnias Dekahana that we get in Olam Haba. Meaning that the living or dead physical body that's going to be flying for 1,000 years is Be'etzem a Ruchnias Dekah body which will enjoy Ruchnias Dekah pleasures. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph and Beis, and in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, says that Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Yemos HaMashiach Ela Shibud Malchios Bilvad. That he sides with Shmuel. He passes like Shmuel that there's no difference between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Hazeh, only Shibud Malchios. That means that all the Nevuos, according to him, are really for Olam Haba. But the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Ches Halacha Zayin says Kol HaNeviim Lein Nisnabu Ela Limos HaMashiach. And that in Olam Haba, it's Ayin Le'irasa. No one knows what Hanos we're going to get over there. So the Rambam seems to be paskening both like the first Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's for the Nevuas or all for Olam Haba. At the same time, he paskens like Shmuel, that is not going to be a difference. So the answer is that the Rambam holds that there's no machlekes. That really Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are not being chalek on each other. And that means as follows. In Halacha Aleph, he's saying that nothing's going to change from the Minhag HaOlam or any chidush in Maaseh Bereishis. All the nevuos are mishalim, they're analogies. And according to this, the Rambam is not forced to say that the Nevuos are going to be fulfilled in Olam Haba. The Lechem Mishneh explains that the Gemara clearly says that Shmuel is not the accepted Shita. The Raya is from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, that there we have a Rav that hold that there will be no wars after Mashiach comes, and therefore men cannot carry weapons on Shabbos. So therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan says that the Nevuos were for Yemos HaMashiach, he means that the Nevuos, similar to lack of war, which is not changing the Derech HaTeva, that will be fulfilled in Yemos HaMashiach. But any supernatural events will only happen later, or there are Mishalim other than Shibud Malchias, that is something that will happen in Olam Hazeh. In Yemos HaMashiach, although it's unnatural that you should have Shibud Malchios, it's going to happen. But everything else would be Mishalim or the Nevuah is talking to about Eilam Haba. The Vilna Gaon in the Pirush Hagadas and Brachas Daf Lamed Dalet says that Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that there's really two different stages to Yemais HaMashiach. The first is the stage of Yemais HaMashiach ben Yosef, and had we been Zeicha, says the Vilna Gaon, this would have started in the year 4000, which would be the 5000, since the last 2000 years of Eilam Hazar are called Yemais HaMashiach. And during that time of Mashiach ben Yosef, that is when we would say, Ein bein Eilam Hazel Yemais HaMashiach, El Hashibud Malchiyos Bilvad. Then during the 6000, which will be the Zaman of Mashiach ben David, that is when all the Nisim that the Nevi'im were menabe about would happen after Mashiach comes. This is in Evan Shlema, in the Sefer Evan Shlema. However, a simple reading of the Gemara seems to say that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, and there will be Nisim happening in Yemais HaMashiach. And this would be the riot to the Ramban in Devarim Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, who says that in Yemais HaMashiach, everything is going to be different. And here's what the Rambam says. Ramban says, he says, in Yemais HaMashiach, choosing good over bad will be natural for a person. The heart is not going to desire inappropriate things and not want it at all. When it talks about the Araltam Arlas Levavchem, it's referring to that Hashem is going to take away our Yetzahara, because want and desire are the Erla of the heart, and Mila of the heart is that he should not want or desire. And at that time, man will return to how he was before the Avera of Adam Harishain, who did naturally what was appropriate, and he did not have a conflicting will, that before the Chet of Adam Harishain, he had no inner struggles. And the Ramban continues, this is what the Rambam, the Chachamim mean when they say, "V'sagi Hashanim asher taymar ein li v'hem chefetz, ein li Yemais HaMashiach." Because in Yemais HaMashiach, there's no Schus or Chayv, there's no Bechira of good over bad. So the Gemara is mashma, like the Ramban Shita, that the Nisim will happen during Yemais HaMashiach, and things will be different than they are in Eilam Hazeh. In a famous Vikuach, there was a Meshumid who debated with the Ramban, and he said, and the Ramban said, that the difference between him, the Christians, and the Jews is that the Jews really don't, selfishly, would not want Mashiach to come. Because once Mashiach comes, we lose our ability to have Schus V'chayva. Because since there's no Bechira Chavshis, there's no free will, so if we do everything right, we're not going to be getting reward for it. So we really, in essence, selfishly, would not want Mashiach to come. Why do we daven for Mashiach? It's because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Hashem wants Mashiach to come because he has a master plan, which will unfold, including a scene with the coming of Mashiach. And that's why we daven. It's for the Ratzon Hashem to be Niskayim, not for our own personal wants. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter also would say that we need to be afraid of Mashiach coming, because once Mashiach comes, we will be stay on the level that we were on for all eternity. That's where we're stuck. And perhaps with the Gro, we can say that there's no machlekas between the Rambam and the Ramban. They're simply discussing different periods. The Ramban is talking about the era of Mashiach ben Yosef, whereas the Rambam is talking about the era. The Ramban is talking about Mashiach ben David, when things will be supernatural, whereas the Rambam is talking about Mashiach ben Yosef, when things will not be natural. Regarding when the Ketz Hayomim is, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph says that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megalah to his children in the Ketz Hayamin, and the Shekhinah left him before he was able to reveal when the Ketz is. And Rashi says that the Ketz Hayamin means the end of the right hand. The Yamin, with a Nun at the end, is right hand. This is based on the Medrash Rabbah in Eicha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, meaning that the time when Mashiach will no longer, when Hashem will no longer allow his right hand to assist the enemies, that is when Mashiach will come. So Ketz Hayamin means when Hashem no longer allows his right hand to give Siyata Dishmaya to our enemies. As a side note, we say in Davening, Lishlach L'Ketz Hayamim Mishichenu, Liftais mechakikates Yeshua site. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to the end of days our Mashiach to redeem those who look forward to his Yeshua. But some say, Yishlach leketz hayamin. So the Mefarshim and Medrash Eicha explain that Ketz Hayamin is the time of Kibbutz Galuyos, when Mashiach will come. Whereas Ketz Hayamim is the end of days after Tchiyas HaMesim, the Yoim HaDin, HaGodol VeHanayra. But Rashi and Psachim seems to disagree with those Mefarshim. The Grush says that every generation also has a Ketz of when everything could come to a culmination in history, in their time, depending on their tshuva and maisim tovim. But the final ketz is not dependent on tshuva. The final ketz, says the Vilna Gaon in Evan Shlema, is only dependent on chesed, not on tshuva. And the Karban Ha'edah on the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Tainus also says so, and explains the pasuk of Chinam Nimkartem, V'loi bekesef tiga'elu, that you were sold for free, and you won't be redeemed with money. The pasuk is referring to the final true geula. V'loi bekesef means, and not with tshuva will you be redeemed, only with chesed. However, most shitas say that the final geula is dependent on tshuva, and that Hashem will force Klal Yisrael towards tshuva through the chevle Mashiach in order to enable the geula to happen. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if Klal Yisrael does tshuva, mutav. If not, there will be a melech kasha kahaman who will force them through their tsar to do tshuva and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many Rishonim and Achronim over the years have suggested different dates for the Ketz based on their reading of Nevi'im and Chazal. The Malbim in his Sefer also offers a ketz. And he was asked by his Talmidim that Chazal say, Tipach Rucham Shel Mechashve Kitzim. Which means it's a curse for people who try to figure out when the ketz is. Which means you're not supposed to try to figure it out. So why are you, the Malbim, asked his Talmidim, writing when the ketz may be? So he gave a mashal. A person traveled with his son on a wagon with a driver for a long journey. After a few minutes into the journey, the boy says, Tati, how much longer? And the father gave him a patch and said, stop kvetching. After a while, the father leaned to the driver and said, how much longer do you think it'll be? So the child said to him, Tati, how come you can ask and I can't? So he responded, you asked in the beginning of the journey. I asked at the end. So too, says the Malbim, now we are at the end of the journey, and therefore we can ask for a ketz. Regarding the Shitan Al-Fishnin, the 6,000 years, when Adam was created, he lived in Gan Eden, and he was much more similar to a malach, and that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initial kavana. But when he did the Aveira, he was lowered to a more Megushim Dika level, and he was sent out of Gan Eden. So the world has 6,000 years for it to return to its original Madrega. Afterwards, it will continue. After the 6,000 years, it will then continue to that final perfection. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadites Amar Aleph, says that there are many opinions if Yemais HaMashiach is 7,000 years, 6,000 years, 5,000 years, or 400 years, or 365 years, or 40 years, but it seems that they hold that after Olam Hazeh will merely be a new era, not an era of destruction, but Yemais HaMashiach will include many, many years. The question one may ask is that we started quoting that the world will only last for 6,000 years, and now we're saying that Yemais HaMashiach will be for 7,000 years. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh at the very end of a Yishlach in Dibur HaMaschol Gam Lakachas Simen is mashma that the world lasting 6,000 years may not be literal. Rather, Hashem can Yarech Hashem Yemei Toiva. It could be a qualitative 6,000 years. In the Ha'aris on the new Mekoros Gedolos, he adds that Rav Yebe in Parshas Miketz says in the name of the Yalkut Reuveni that then there will be very long days to fulfill Samchenu kimois inisanu, and that there are some opinions that Yemois HaMashiach is 7,000 years. According to this, the 6,000 years does not inherently mean that the world will be destroyed after 6,000 years, as the days can be lengthened and calculated differently. However, towards the end of this era, we'll have the coming of Mashiach, as the Gemara says that the last 2,000 years are the Yemois HaMashiach, the Zayar Chodesh and Pashas Pinchas. And the Mefarshim there say that just as after the sixth day of the week is Shabbos, and we must add to Shabbos beforehand Tosefes Shabbos, so too the sixth millennium. We must add years to the sixth millennium, meaning we add it to the seventh millennium. From the sixth millennium to be Tosefes Shabbos, how much do we add? 272 years. This is based on the pasuk in Zechariah that says, "V'haya le'es erev yihi ar." And erev is gematria of 272, which means 272 years before the year 6000. That is already Tosefes Shabbos. It's part as if the 7,000 years have already started. That would correspond to the year of 5728, which is the secular year of 1967 or 1968. This is also Mirumas in the Yoina that Noach sent out, the first Yoina that he sent out. The first one returned right away because it could not find rest. And that was a remez to Golus Bavel that the Yidden returned from. The next dove returned Le'es Erev, which is Merames, that they're going to return from Golus Edom 272 years before the year 6000, the Ace Erev. There's also another remez to this year of 1967. The Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, Perek Aleph Halach Isbei, says that Beruach Elokim Merachefes Al Pinei HaMoyim. This refers to the Ruach of Mashiach. Like the Pasuk says, V'nacha Alav Ruach Hashem. Merachefes al pnei ha-mayim is a hint that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, that Mashiach will come through tshuva. The gematria of Merachefes is also 728, which is the year of 5728, which is also the year 1967 in English. The Geron Kol HaTor discusses the Zman of Mashiach ben Yosef, and he says that the time before Mashiach's coming is a tekufa, Yemois Mashiach ben Yosef. In those days, those who are mechazek Eretz Yisrael to be meyushav, and are mechazek the inyan of kibbutz galios, have a nitzaitz of Mashiach ben Yosef. And he writes that those who also had the nitzaitz of Mashiach ben Yosef include Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Arizal, who were the first gedolei olam since the Churban to establish a settlement in Eretz Yisrael. So this era started in the year 5500. So how is this? Because every 1,000 of the 6,000 years are parallel to one day of the Briyas HaOlam. The first 500 years parallel the time from Chatzos until the morning. And if year 5,500 is the morning following the night of the 6,000. So that would be the year of 5,500. And that is the year that the Vilna Gaon sent his Talmidim to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Gra also quotes the Zohar in Parshas Vayera, which says that when the 600 years of the sixth of the Elef HaShishi have passed, which is the year 5600, which is also 1840 in the English years, the gates, the Shari Chachma, and the Mayanais of Chachma, that are the Shari Chachma above and the Mayanais Chachma below, are going to open. And the world will then prepare itself to enter the Elef HaShvi like a person who prepares himself on Erev Shabbos for the beginning of Shabbos. And he says, this is Merumas in the Pasuk, Bishnas Shesh Me'ois Shana L'chaye Noyach, Yitniftachu Kol Ma'inais Tehoim Rabba. It's referring to all of the Mayonis of Chachma that are going to open up in that year. And the Tzaddik from Pshischa writes that the scientific and technological advancements that we see in our day was already foreseen by the Zohar HaKadosh on the Pasuk of Bishnas Shesh Me'ez Shana L'chaye Noyach. However, due to our many Averis, we weren't Zoicha to it, and other Koiches have taken away the Mayonis of Chachma for other purposes. And it's our mitzvah, our chiyuv, to restore the Chachma to the Makaris of Kedusha, to the Chachma Satira. I did a quick research on Wikipedia, and what came up about the year 5600 or 1840 is as follows. The first industrial revolution, which began in the 18th century, merged in the second industrial revolution around 1850, when technological and economic progress gained momentum with the development of steam-powered ships, railways, and later in the 19th century with the internal combustion engine and electrical power generation. The period of time covered by the Industrial Revolution varies with different historians. Eric Hobsbawm held that it broke out in Britain in the 1780s and was not fully felt until the 1830s or 1840s, which correlates to the year of 1860. Intellectually also, or 1840, which is the year that we said is supposed to be when the Mayinois of the Chachma are Niftach. Intellectually also, the gates of Chachma opened. Wellhausen, who's a leader in biblical criticism in 1874, and Kant, and Darwin, and Marx, and Engels, Communist Manifesto, and Freudian Psychology, all of these happened during that year. The Chevli Mashiach will include physical and spiritual pain, says Rebbe Elchanan. The Gro explains that the objective of Chevli Mashiach is to shock us into being able to accept Mashiach. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, explains that an Ayala is Rachamot Tzar. It has a very narrow rechem, and it's difficult, it's hard for it to give birth. So when it crouches down to give birth, Hashem sends a snake, which bites it by the rechem, and the muscles spasm, and that allows the baby to be born. If the snake would come too early or too late, the Ayala would die. So too the tzaras at the end of Golas are to push us forward towards the Geula. Rabbi Yoel Schwartz, in his Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua, writes that the First World War, in which we as a nation suffered terribly, led to the Balfour Declaration. The Second World War and the Holocaust, where we suffered even more, led to a massive return to Eretz Yisrael. And this would be the bite of the snake, which is allowing the Geula to come. This could also be explained based on the Yerushalmi in Meseches Tainis Perek Beis, which explains the pasuk of Vayisa Avram es Eina Vayar Vihine Ayel Acher Ne'echaz Basvach Bekarnov. Rav Yehuda explains that he saw throughout the generations that his descendants are going to be entangled with Tzaris and will eventually be redeemed with the Shofar of the Ayel. So Rav Huna explains that the whole time Avram Avinu watched as the Ayel struggled, freed itself, and immediately got entangled again, recurringly. Hashem said to Avram, so too, your children will be entangled in Averis, and entangled with Golos, Bavel, Madai, Yavon, Edom. And Avram said, will it always be that way? And Hashem said that they will have a Yeshua with the Karen of the Isle, like it says, Vashem Alekim, Bashefer Yiska. The cause of the entanglement itself will be the cause of the final Geula. The Chafetz Chaim and Rav Chanan Wasserman both say that since after 6,000 years the world will reach its perfection, there are old accounts that must be closed, and there are veiros that need a tikkun. So the goal of the Chevle Mashiach will be to bring those accounts closed, and to make sure that the road is cleared and paved for the coming of Mashiach. The Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam gives a mashal of a woman in labor. The more it hurts, the closer it is to the end. The Gra says that as a result of the labor pains, Klal Yisrael has a new hischadshus, a new leida, which will be born with Mashiach. Rav Chanan in Nikvas de Mashiach says that the Chevle Mashiach will also have ruchnistika pains. There's a difference between not being able to serve Hashem and confusion. Rav Chanan Wasserman explains from the Rambam, the Ramchal, and the Chofetz Chaim that Klal Yisrael are governed either by Hashem or sometimes by the Satan. When there's a guf, a gezeira on our guf, for example, the gezeira of Haman or the Nazis, that's from Hashem. If it's a gezeira on our neshama that we can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a gezeira from the Satan, who was empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do whatever he needs to do. For example, the decree of the communists was a decree be'ikar on the neshama, not on the guf. So that came from the Satan, whereas Haman and the Nazis, which was be'ikar gezeira on the guf, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Chanan says that the spiritual confusion of Chevle Mashiach, that will include Avodah Zarah. For example, believing in false ideologies, communism, nationalism, Zionism, capitalism, intellectualism, liberalism, socialism, democracy, Scientology, all the isms are all various manifestations of Avodah Zarah. All these Avodah Zarahs, the Jews literally brought them blood sacrifices in their dedication to so many of these isms, yet they've all vanished into the air. The Rambam in Igeres Teman discusses the troubles at the end of days, and he writes that the troubles are troubles in emuna and emes, in belief and truth. And he writes that Hashem sends sfeikos to purify Am Yisrael, to strengthen those who have emuna, and to merachik those who are not the descendants of those whose forefathers stood on Har Sinai. Rabbi Chanan in Nikvas de Mashiach adds in the name of the Rambam that Hashem gave a promise to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'gam becha ya'aminu le'olam." Says Rabbi Chanan, any Jew that's not a Maimon, you know for sure that his ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai. Rather, that he's a descendant of the Erev Rav. The Chafetz Chaim also writes that Hashem is being metaher the nation by testing us before Mashiach comes, with other people rising to the top, with Rishayim rising above us. The Chafetz Chaim explains that the Torah teaches us, ki yakum bekirbecha navi, oy chaylem chalaim, Hashem. It says, if a Navi comes to you, or a Chaleim Chaleim, don't listen to him, because Hashem is testing you. We see that Hashem gives power to non-Jewish people to make Nisim, to test us. So too, when the Torah says about Ikvas Ad Meshicha, V'tziraftem kitzreif ha-kesef, uvechantem kivchein hazov, that means Hashem will be testing us time after time again, and give koiches to the Navi'e HaSheker of our times to succeed, to give us a nisayon. My grandmother, Rebbetzin Leah Per, would also muse that as we study Jewish history, we see so many people from the far-flung places are coming back to Yiddishkeit, and we see so many from our close communities that are leaving. And she would say that it seems that Hashem is sifting through His people and preparing the ones that He wants to be there at the end of days, as the pasuk says, "Vehani oisi." Chazal say, Ma yaseh ha'odam v'inotzel mechevle shel Mashiach. What should a person do to be saved from the chevle Mashiach? Yasek b'teirah uv'gemilas chasadim. He should be involved in Torah and gemilas chasadim. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Ches, Amud Beis. The Chafetz Chaim explains, Yasek means to be fully dedicated to Torah and to gemilas chasadim. And this would simply appear to mean that if one is involved in limud ha'Torah and chesed, the Chevle Mashiach will pass by him. However, there's a deeper meaning here. Pain is also psychological. What hurts one person might only be a discomfort for another person. Rabbi Chanan says, the Pasuk in Mishle, Ruach ish yechalkel machalehu, v'ruach necheya mi yisa'ena, that the spirit of a man can sustain him when he's sick, but a broken spirit, no one can lift. And Rabbi Chanan says that Bali HaTaira do not feel physical pain the same way others feel physical pain. The Tana Develio says, Im ra'isa sheyisurim ba'im alecha, rutz lechadrei taira umiyad yisurim barchem imcha. If you see yisurim are coming from you, on you, run to the rooms of taira, and right away the yisurim will run from you. Because when a ruach of emunah and bitachon are strong in one's heart, he can rise to a level on which physical pain does not hurt him. There is a Kabbalah from the Marami Rutenberg, which is printed in the Shail Suchuvas Marami Rutenberg, Tafkuf Yud Zayin, that he's made from his own Re'iyah, that when he saw people being killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, or burned to death, Al Kiddush Hashem, they never scream in pain, meaning they didn't feel physical pain. And the Chafetz Chaim would tell over that the Vilna Gaon sent a message to the Ger Tzedek that if he wishes, the Vilna Gaon can save the Ger Tzedek from being killed through the Kaychas of Kabbalah. And the Ger Tzedek refused. Rather, he went towards the fire with Simcha. And this can be understood simply that when one reaches a Madrega of his Slavos of Kedusha, they have nothing to fear from the pain of death. So too one can be saved from the pains of Chevle Mashiach when we're Isaac and Terah and Gemilas Chasadim. The words of the Gemara are, V'yinatzel mechevloi shel Mashiach. Rashi says, Chevloi means the fear of Mashiach. That if we're Isaac and Terah and Gemilas Chasadim, we will have not fear. Although physically something may happen, but there's no fear of something happening when we're Isaac and Terah and Gemilas Chasadim. There's a famous story about Alyo Esas, the famous Russian refusnik, who went to the Mogen David Edom clinic in Yerushalayim and needed to have a minor surgical procedure done. The doctor wanted to administer anesthesia, local anesthesia, but Rebbe Alyo told him there's no need. The doctor did the procedure, and Rebbe Alyo did not flinch. He explained that during the many interrogations he had with the KGB, he learned not to let the feeling of pain bother him. This is rising above Gashmias with working on one's emunah, one's bitachin. The Maral and Netzach Yisrael adds that this idea of Torah and Chesed comes from the pasuk Bechesed v'emes yichupar avayin. The essence of Mashiach is a change in the status quo of the world. The midos of emes and Chesed are absolute. They are not subject to change. And therefore, if one holds on to the midos of emes and Chesed, they will rise above the Chevle Shel Mashiach because change can affect them. Reb Nosson Vachtvogel Zatzal said that he heard Ish mi pi ish from Reb Yeshua Leib Diskin that those who are Yirei Shemayim will be saved from Chevle Mashiach, and that the definition of Yirei Shemayim is regarding those who stay away from the influence of the Goyim. Leich ami babachad arecha. Rabbi Chanan says that the pasuk says, Leich ami, go my people, boi b'chaderecha, come into your rooms, im ra'isa rasha, Chazal say, if you see a rasha, she'asham mishachek esloi, that everything is going well for him in life, al tiskara boi. Rabbi Chanan Nikvas Mashiach explains that this is referring to the age of old advice for living in galus, as follows. The Medrash says on the pasuk, Leich ami, when you see a shachat sufa, do not stand up against it. Make way for it. Hide yourself. Where should we run? L'chu ami, boi b'chaderecha. Run to the chedrei ha'teira. All of this shows that we should not stand up initially and fight unless we really need to. Rabbi Chanan quotes a famous saying, it's kedai to stand against a enemy that I am stronger than and he is more virtuous. But if he is stronger and I am more virtuous, it's not kedai to fight him. We're supposed to keep a low profile and stay out of sight. This has been our Messiah throughout the Gullus, not to fight back unless in self-defense, not to be high profile or close to the government. We only stay in our communities and avoid interacting with other nations as much as possible. The Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu said to his children, Lama tisra'u b'fnei achechem b'nei Esav u'b'nei Yishmael, that we should avoid publicity and attention. The Braisa at the end of Saita, Memtes Amid Beis, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Zion, give similar signs for Yemais HaMashiach. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dor Sheben David Baboy, the generation that Ben David is going to come in it, Beis Vad Yiel Iznus, Vehagolil Yecharev, Vehagavlon Ye Hashem, Veanshe Gevul Yesevivu Meir Leir Velo Yechainanu, V'chochmas ha'seifrim tisrach, v'yirechet yemoasu, u'pnei hador k'pnei ha'kelev, v'ho'emes nederes. And the Braisa incites to add some other simanim, and says, v'ikvais mashicha chutzpa yaskei, yoyker yamir, ha'gefen titin pirya, v'hayayin b'yoyker, malchus tehofech l'minos, v'ein techachas, be'zvad yel iznus, ben menavel av, bas kama be'ima, kala b'chamaisa, Oyve ish anshe besoi, haben enem isbayish me aviv, vein lonu lihishoin, ela al avinu shebashamayim. So let's go through one by one and explain what these simanim are. Beisvad yel is nus. Rashi explains, it's the makayim shetalmidei chachamim misvaadim sham, lulmai teira, that yeshivas bate medrashais will be las nus. In Saita, though, Rashi adds that the Batei Medrash were out of the city. So those buildings that are out of the city will become abandoned, and others will use those buildings for Znus. The Taisus Yontif adds from Rashi that there will not be enough Chachamim to fill the old buildings, therefore they will be abandoned. Rav Shimon Schwab says this was fulfilled already, under the Russians and Germans, that many shuls and yeshivas were taken over by nightclubs. If Shimon Schwab also suggests that this is referring to the non-religious shuls, which serve as social venues and bring to arayos. The next sign is v'hagolol yecharev, v'hagavlon yehashem. According to Rashi, these are literal places. The Marsha says that gavlon is from the pasuk gavol v'amoin v'amolik, which is another Jewish nation, a non-Jewish nation. He points out that the Targum of Har Seir is Tura de Gavla. The Yavitz adds that the people from Gavlon will be refugees in Israel and not have a home. The Galil is referring to the Chachamim of the Galil. The Yochin explains, based on the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Nun Hei Amid Aleph, that the Talmidei Chachamim in Galil were not medayik in their Lashon, and that is why they were not successful. It is interesting that until today, there are not many yeshivas or kollelim in the Galil. After the famous earthquake in the Galil in the year 5597, which we will discuss later on when talking about the Talmidei Hagra, the Chassam Sefer applied the Mishnah of V'hagolil Yecharev, that it was fulfilled. V'chachmas ha-Seferim, the next simen is that the wisdom of the Seferim will tisrach, will decay. V'yirechet yimoasu. The Marsha says this includes all aspects, all respect for intellect and midos. They will be despised in the generation that Mashiach comes. Rav Shimon Schwab explains that the name Seferim refers to Bali Misera, who counted the oisiyos of the Torah, meaning the amitus of the Torah will be challenged, and therefore Yirechet will be ridiculed, since the source of all Yerushalayim comes from the Torah, which is going to be challenged. The next sign is Ve'anshe Gevul Yesevivu Me'ir Le'ir V'lo Yechaynanu. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that the Anshe Gazis, meaning the Sanhedrin, are going to wander. According to this, the Sanhedrin was going to be reinstituted before Mashiach comes, as we'll discuss later on. The Pnei Moshe explains that the Anshei Gevul are the Yidden not living in Yerushalayim. Perhaps it's referring to the Yidden over the Gevul, the Green Line, which are now homeless and wandering, Meir Le'ir. Pnei Hadar, Kipnei HaKelev. Rashi explains the Damyan Mamish LeKelev. They literally will look like they're dogs. It's interesting that in our dar, there's already competitions where owners dress up like their dogs and they compete who looks the most similar to their dog. Rabbi Chanan quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explaining that a dog runs ahead of his master, then he looks back to see if his master's following him. It looks as if the dog is leading, but really, he's only following the one who's behind him. So too, Vayikvas of the Mashiach, our supposed leaders will merely be the puppets of the people that they are leading. The Chafetz Chaim says another pshat, that if you hit a dog, the dog will bite the stick. If you hit a dog with a stick, the dog will bite the stick. He doesn't see that the stick is only an extension of the person. So too, by Yikvas of the Mashiach, our leaders will be politically active and try to change things and not realize that whatever is done is merely a stick being held by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha adds that a kelev is compounded of two words, kulay lev. His heart is completely given to his master. However, in Yikvas of the Mashiach, the dar will have pnei HaKelev, a face of dedication, but will truly not be that way. The inner truth will be missing, and hence the following v'ha'emes ne'ederes would be a continuation of that. The Yachin explains that each human has a facial feature of an animal. Those that appear like an ox are foolish. Those that look like a cat are machnif, are flatterers. Those who look like a dog are chutzvedik. However, a person still has bechira chafshes to overcome their nature. The generation before Mashiach will be similar to a kelev and will be chutzpedik. The Eitz Yosef explains that the leaders of the generation will be like the leaders of dogs. They will have little integrity and won't be compassionate on their followers. V'Emes Nederes, simply read, according to the Marsha, is that there won't be any Emes in the door that Mashiach comes. But the Marsha asks that we know that there's always honest people somewhere. So he answers, it means that the Torah, which is Emes, will exist in Adarim. The Emes means the Torah, Ne'ederes, will be only in groups, small groups of people. He then brings from the Yalkut that in that generation, those who represent Emes will isolate themselves from society. Emes Nederes means that the people of Emes will not be found among mainstream society due to their need to be distanced from people. They may go live in the desert or just isolate themselves by not using the connections to the outside world. The Karban Ha'eda adds that those who are Bali Emes will have to hide from the masses so that they won't be put into Chayrim. The Braisa and Saita adds to the list. Be'ikvais Mashiach, and Rashi says that means B'Saif HaGolos, at the end of Golos, Lefnei Bias HaMashiach, Chutzpah Yaskei. The Gro explains that the Erev Rav will become the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They'll rise to prominence and stand at the head of Klal Yisrael. The Zera also writes that the Erev Rav from the Zera Malik, who joined Klal Yisrael, will be in control of Eretz Yisrael and rule over Eretz Yisrael in the final Golos. This is mentioned in the Zohar. The Erev Rav are the rich elite about which the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadiches says, Ein ben David ba ad sheyichlu gasei haruach mi Yisrael. The Bochanan says that there's five groups of Erev Rav. And the Evan Shlema, the Vilna Gaon as well, says this. It says these are difficult for Klal Yisrael, and this is what the Gemara means when it says, Kashim Geirim Liyisrael Kisapachas. Sapachas is Tsaras. And the five groups of Erev Rav are found in the Rashi Tevis of Nega Ra. Nun is the Nephilim. Those are the Erev Rav, the ones who pursue their Tevis. Gimel is Gibayrim, the ones who are famous, that build shuls and very donate expensive ornaments for the Sefer Torah. Las Islam Shem, but they put big plaques up that they should get credit for it. Ayin refers to Amalek. Those are the Jewish leaders who take advantage of the poor. Resh is the Rifa'im, those who slacken from doing Gemilas Chasadim and giving tzedakah to Bali HaTorah. And Ayin as the Anakim, those who are Mezalzel in Talmidei Chachamim. The Erev Rav are the leaders of these groups, not the followers, says Rav Chanan. And Rav Chanan explains that Yaske means will become Gadol or become great. I mean, Chutzpah, those who are Bali Chutzpah will be the leaders. People of Chutzpah and are brazen will be lifted up as great people and as leaders. Rav Shimon Shuav explains that the Chutzpah may be the way it was in his time, and still in our time, that people will not be embarrassed to call themselves from, yet live a life which is not from. This includes a lack of tznius, not being careful with what one looks at, and so on. The next sign is ve'ein teichacha. So Rashi in Saita says, ein lecha adam sheyuchal lehichiach. There's no one who can give teichacha shekulam nechshalam bechatois, because everyone does averis. And when you give teichacha, he'll say, you're just like me. All Jewish towns used to have a magid or a meichiach. Today, no one's comfortable to give mussar. Rabbanim who do give mussar are scorned. Who does he think he is? The Tiferes Yisrael explains that this is also that the people will not be capable of hearing and accepting mussar, either because they'll be under such financial stress, or because they're too involved in living a life, a hedonistic life, and because he had doubts in Emunah, that he can't hear Teichacha. The Eitz Yosef explains that people will not believe that there's an MS at all, and therefore they're not going to accept Teichacha. The next sign is Yoiker Ya'amir. The Marsha explains that there will be an inflation. Prices will be set by people, but not by real value. The Taisus Yontif explains, Yoker means kavod. Yoker Ya'amir means kavod will be sought after by people. And if Shimon Schwab explains, this means people will spend money far beyond their abilities just to be able to gain social recognition. Then another simon is, Hagefen Titein Pirya, V'hayayin B'yoker. Gefen Titein Pirya means that there'll be a great demand for alcohol or substances, says Rashi, and the prices will be high. The Yochin explains that people will seek alternatives due to merirus, due to emotional bitterness. And with Shimon Shrabik says that this includes all other forms of distraction that people use to forget their merirus, including substances, parties, clubs, music. So Yain B'yoker means that entertainment, distraction, is going to be expensive. Malchus tehafech leminos. The Malchus will be minus. The Karban Eda explains that the Malchus hasheletes ba'olam tehei nimsheches leminos. The controlling Malchus in the world will be nimshach to minus, meaning they'll be influenced by minus. Ben menaval av. The next thing is that a son will not honor his father. A daughter will go against her mother and a kal against her mother-in-law. That's self-explanatory. A person's enemies will be his spouse. This is fulfilled when spouses are not on the same adrega, and one pulls the other one down in Ruchnius. Haben, Eine Mispayish Me'aviv. A son won't be embarrassed from his father. Rav Shimon Shuab explains that children will be better educated than their fathers, and therefore they won't be embarrassed from their fathers. Ve'eina, ve'anu. Ein lanu lihishoin ela al avinu shebashamayim. Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that this is the worst of the klalos. We'll have nothing to rely on, only on our Father in heaven. The Yirei Hashem will give up from fighting the Melchames Hashem, and the only one who will fight will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings additional events that will happen before Mashiach comes. Ad shetichle pruto min hakis. money will be finished from the pocket. Rashi explains this literally, that there will not be any money in the pocket. The Rishash there explains that although there are many rich Jews, that does not mean Mashiach cannot come. The Gemara can be explained differently. The Pruta coin used to be a commonly used coin. The Gemara discusses in many places the wide usage. The coin will no longer be used even to donate tzedakah. Just as today pennies and agurot and pence are basically not used at all, or they're just simply given to charity, the reason is because there will be prosperity and people will be ashamed to give such small donations. The next sign, the Gemara says, is Becherev Yamusu Kol Chato'e Ami, that people will die by the sword. This is by Yikvasa de Meshicha, and the Vilna, the Chafetz Chaim says, B'Shem de Zaya, that the Gezerah of Cherev was switched with Anios, and there'll be rampant Anios before the Geula. Like we say, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad Shetich Lepruto Min HaKis. And the next sign is Ad Sheis Yoashu Min HaGeula. That's also self-understood. Kategoria Ba B'Talmidei Chachamim. There'll be people blaming Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara in Ksuvis, Kuf Yud Beis, in Perek Chelek says that Napikaris is one who says, "Mai ahanui lon rabbanan." Why do we need Lame Day Torah? Why do we need Kaila? Why do we need Yeshiva Light? That is another sign of Mashiach coming. Another reading is that there's going to be a machlekes between the Rabbanan. Kategoria ba bitalmidei chacham, there will be machlekes in among the Rabbanim. The Ravid in the beginning of Maseches Idyos and the Chafetz Chaim explain the pasuk in Amos Perek Tes that v'hani oisi b'chol hagoyim es beis Yisrael, that before Mashiach comes, Klal Yisrael will be scattered. Parents and children will be living in different cities, different countries, something that was not common in the old times. Also, Jewish communities will be multicultural, with people from all around the world. This will continue until Aliyah becomes Beheshev Lev Aves Albanim, and bring families back together. Rabbi Chanan, in Ikvesa de Mashiach, explains the Gemara, Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Dalet, that before the coming of Mashiach, there will be five categories of Yidden who the leaders will neglect, and Hashem will step in and take care of those Yidden. Who are those Yidden? So the first group is Nachla, those who are weak in Avodas Hashem who need Chizuk. The next group is Chayla, those who are sick in their Avodas Hashem and they need Refuas HaNefesh. Nishba is someone who's missing a Eiver Ruchani, meaning he's a Mumar L'davar Echad. Nidach is a person who's Mumar L'chol HaTorah, but is still connected to Klal Yisrael. And Oved is a Mumar L'chol HaTorah who's assimilated among the Goyim. And the Chafetz Chaim often insisted that all the signs of Ikvashah the Mashiach were already fulfilled in his times, which is the 1930s. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Ein ben David ba ad shetispashet malchus harishaa al Yisrael tisha chadashim." Mashiach's not going to come until the wicked government will control Klal Yisrael for 9 months. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Chesamid Beis. The Marsha explains that the 9 months correspond to the 9 months of Heroyon, which lead to Chevle Leda, which lead to birth, and ultimately leads to Geula. The Shimon Schwab explains the Gemara that discusses in the wars at the Achres Hayamim that will be between Roim and Paras, which are assumed to be Yishmol and Edom, that Edom will win and rule the world for 9 months. However, these details are not clear, says Rav Shimon Schwab, and it's best not to focus on them. When they actually happen, we'll know in retrospect what happened. However, the Smalchus will have three kings, and they will make decrees against Torah and Mitzvahs, perhaps like the European countries are making bans on Shechita and Mila. The Chavetz Chaim in a Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua asks, all these signs seem to lead to a very bleak picture of the time leading to Mashiach. Yet, we have a different depiction in Parshas Vayelech, which seems to imply that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva in Achras Hayamim. So the Chafetz Chaim answers that both are true. And there are going to be two groups. There are those who are tzaddikim and live for Ruchnias, and those who allow the taivas to affect the way they live. And those who live for Ruchnias will do tshuva. And the other group are the ones who we're talking about, that they'll be lost.